the European Union can ban GMO crops. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. The widespread use of genetically modified organisms, or GMOs, in crops is an increasingly controversial practice. Here in the U.S., there are battles over labeling laws and disclosures about which foods contain GMOs and which ones don't. The European Union has taken a much more aggressive stance on the subject. Last December, the Council and Parliament of the EU ruled that EU member states have the right to restrict or even ban the cultivation of crops containing GMOs on their own territories, even if it is allowed at the EU level. Starting this spring, member states will be able to ban GMOs, stating environmental policy objectives as a justification. Such bans could include groups of GMOs designated by crop or trait. GMO crops in Europe include corn, soy, sugar beet, and rapeseed. The consumption of GMO crops is a very contentious issue. Producers of the seeds and crops claim that the resultant foods are just as safe as naturally produced produce. On the other hand, organizations like the European Scientists for Social and Environmental Responsibilities say that the claim that there's a consensus on GMO safety is misleading and misrepresents the currently available scientific evidence and the broad diversity of opinion among scientists. It remains to be seen what will come of this EU ruling. What it provides is the ability of member states to have the final say on whether or not GMOs can be cultivated on their territory and to better take into account the views and wishes of their citizens. For more information on this topic and other environmental news, visit us at earthwiseradio.org or find us on Facebook. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio.